Come in. Don't dawdle. Hurry up and sit down. We've a lot to discuss. Oh, are you nervous? Good, you should be nervous. Of course you're in trouble. Why else would I call you in here? It's not like I have any other thing to do with you. Would you like to tell me what you've been up to? Oh, come on, don't play dumb with me. You know exactly what you've been doing, and so do we. Do you know that company emails are tracked and monitored so we can see what you've been up to on your work computer? And you were stupid enough to send it at work. So I've seen it. All of it. I know what you've been up to. So are you going to tell me? Or do I have to show you myself? Fine. If you're going to be such a coward. I know. About. The fan fiction. The stupid, hypnotic fan fiction you've been writing. Now, my question for you is, why have you been dumb enough to write a spicy, hypnotic fan fiction at work about your boss? I should just fire your ass right now. I should. However, I don't know. I read the fan fiction. Well, you got it all wrong. Yeah, how you described falling into my eyes, how their depths would pull you in, none of that was very realistic at all. And in fact, I'm not even mad about the fan fiction. I'm mad that you got all the little details wrong. So you know what? I'm just going to have to show you exactly what it would be like. Oh, come now. Don't start getting all coy with me. I know you've wanted this for a long time. I read the writing. And while it was awfully desperate and pathetic, it had some charm to it. You see, I do have interests in hypnosis. And in fact, I've been using them to get what I want for years. Let me show you how I do that. So why don't you get nice and close? Okay, or I can just come to you, lean over you like this, and show you exactly how hypnotic I am. Look into my eyes. Don't you dare look away. Gaze deeply into them. I know you find them mesmerizing. And you've imagined this moment so many times. I wonder how it will feel to finally get your wish to be deeply hypnotized by me, under my control, under my spell. Just mesmerized and enchanted. So stare. That's simply the beginning, just getting you lost in me. And you might try and look away, but you can't. My words start to wrap around your head. My eyes overwhelm your senses until there's nothing left for you to do but just stare, blankly into my eyes. I can see you with every single blink. Your eyes are starting to grow heavy, droopy, drowsy. My charms are just too much for you, I guess. That's okay. It's good to let them overwhelm you. They've overwhelmed so many, many minds before. Why should yours be any different? And as you focus and fixate and stare into my eyes, you start to realize something. You start to see parts of my eyes you've never noticed before. I've been your boss for years now, and you've never even looked this deeply before. And as you stare, you start to feel my sway overwhelming your senses, creeping over your mind so easily. And all it will take is just a little nudge from me, and your mind will go reeling down into the depths of my hypnotic control. You're just that easy. I'm just that powerful. Your eyes are already growing heavy, droopy, drowsy. And that's okay. The longer you stare, the harder it is to keep yourself awake. So you focus. So you fixate. So you wait. And you see my hand raising in front of your face, knowing that any second I'm going to snap my fingers, and it's going to send you reeling into deep trance. Just like now. Sleep. Sink. Fall. Down. Very good. Very, very good. And now you're under my control. I'm just gonna have to show you how good it feels to be in deep, submissive bliss to me. I know in your fan fiction, in that erotic retelling of the story of you and me, you imagined yourself kneeling before me. Oh, that's partially true, of course. Your place is on your knees before me. But I'm not going to rush it. I know you wouldn't want me to. You'd want me to take my time with you. Gently coax that submission out of you. Piece by piece. Wrapping you up in bundles of my control before I finally push you to your knees. You want me to make you want it. You want me to make you crave it, don't you? And already with your eyes closed, your mind is reeling, sinking, dropping, drifting so very deeply. With every word that I say, your mind just sinks even further, even deeper into my hypnotic advances. And you love it, don't you? It feels so wonderfully relaxing, calming and soothing. But it also feels strangely erotic, doesn't it? To know that you're here in my office with me, and I'm taking full advantage of you, because I can, and because I will. And as you fall even further down into me, your mind lets go so deeply, and your body starts to as well. Your body relaxes, every muscle relaxing. Every single fiber of your being lets go and gives in. Because every part of you is so very deeply hypnotized. From the top of your head all the way to the tips of your toes, and you can feel it, can't you? The feeling trickling down your body. I wonder where it starts and where it ends. Doesn't really matter. Because in a moment, all that will be lost. And all you'll feel is my control and deep, submissive servitude. In fact, the longer I speak to you like this, the more you feel tingles of submission trickling through your body. Doesn't that feel good? Just how you like it. My control drifting through you and making you feel so very, very helpless. But that's good, isn't it? You want to feel helpless towards me. You want me to take you over. You want your body and your mind to be so thoroughly controlled that you'll do anything I say. When I say it. Isn't that right? Nod yes for me. Good. Very good. And as I take control of you like this, it sends your mind reeling into deep, dark fantasies. I know you fantasize about me. I read it in the fan fiction you wrote me. Cute. But, like I said earlier, some of the parts weren't very realistic. So I need to show you exactly how it feels so you have something to compare it to next time. Maybe you'll get it right then. And already you can feel the submission welling up inside you. It's like my words just coax it out of you. The submission buried deep, deep within the desires that I just unlock with a simple, well-placed word and a glance deeply into your eyes. And whenever you fall into me like this, fall into deep hypnotic servitude, it feels so good. You get to do that one thing that you've always been craving, that you've always wanted. You get to let go. You get to give up and give in to me, to a powerful hypnotic woman. I know you like that. Maybe it even turns you on. Does it? Does it make you horny? I bet it does. And I bet it makes it even more arousing knowing that we're just sitting here in my office having a chat. Anyone could walk in on us, but I wonder what position they will find you in when they do. Oh, sweetie, don't panic. I made sure to lock the door. You're safe with me. I'm not gonna let anyone find you yet. No. Not until your mind is so thoroughly hypnotized that you just don't care anymore. All your cares, all your worries fly away. And all that's left is pure. Submissive bliss. And you do as I say when I say it, because that's all that's left behind. When every other part of you is stripped away, all that's left is your submissive little core, willing to do whatever I ask. And already you can feel me delving deep inside your head and pulling away the layers. All those things that you don't need right now, all those things that will come back to you later, but for now, just get ripped away from you. And all that's left is your exposed center. That submissive part of you that's already kneeling deep down inside your head. And so your body starts feeling it. The rush, the flood of submissive energy just flooding your system, trickling through every pore until there's nothing else left. Your body is consumed by it, consumed by me. And there's another feeling there too. A light tingle of pleasurable feelings trickling through your system. Submissive bliss that trickles through you. It makes you tingle with anticipation. And you love it, don't you? You love those feelings of submissive bliss cascading throughout your body. And you feel so helpless there as I've stripped you bare. But that's okay. There's another feeling that swells up inside you. And that's a feeling of knowing that it's comfortable in my control. Because you're safe, secure. And being told what to do brings you such joy. Now, I think you're nearly ready. Nearly ready for the command that will just shatter you. That will just take the remnants that were left and strip them all away. The one word that you needed to hear this entire time that will leave you a submissive puddle at my feet. And that one word is very simple. Already you can feel the need building up inside you. You want me to say it, don't you? You want me to give you this one command. The one command that will have you right where I want you. The one word is kneel. Do it. Get on your knees before me. Show me how submissive you've become. And feel it. And as you kneel, the whole world falls away and nothing else is left. Just you and me. And that one word that sends shockwaves through your entire body, submissive bliss overwhelming you. And nothing else remains but my voice, my words, my control. And you, kneeling right where you're supposed to be. And it feels so right. So very, very you. It's so comforting, it's so soothing, and it's so exciting all at the same time. And it brings you such joy just to kneel for me. But stop kneeling. Get back up into your seat. See, now you've had a taste of that. I just know you're gonna want more. And maybe you and I can arrange a little meeting sometime to give you what you're craving. But for now, that's just your taste of what I can really do. And now I hope you've learned your lesson. And if you haven't, I guess we're gonna have to do some job appraisals and make sure you really know your place at this company. So, Get ready to be wide awake. Oh, sleepyhead. Was that cruel of me? Well, I hope you've learned now. Writing fan fictions like that. I don't like it. Especially when they're not based in reality like this. No, I hope I've given you something to think about. And don't disappoint me next time. Alright? Otherwise, I'll have to see you again. Now get out of here. I've got work to do.